This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana Statehouse. I'm Sue Lincoln. The Senate Education Committee took testimony on the MFP Thursday and rejected the formula for funding public schools.
I would make a motion that we defer, and I would ask if there's any objection. There's no objection.
The formula included $150 million in new spending. On a conference call after the committee meeting, State Superintendent John White said he's not worried about students losing out because that money is already in the state budget, House Bill 1.
House Bill 1 has a placeholder for $150 million additional dollars.
The MFP included the constitutionally required 2.75% inflation factor and a clause saying it would automatically kick in each time legislators don't approve future formulas. That was the problem for Senate Education Chairman Conrad Appel.
I have a philosophical problem, as I've expressed a few times today, with the extension, the multiplier for future years.
White says since the Constitution requires that increase when the legislature doesn't approve the MFP, the objection to the multiplier is simply financial politics.
The legislature is interested in having more control.
The formula now returns to Bessie for a rewrite since lawmakers can't legally make changes. There's only a month left in the session, and if no new MFP is approved, then the formula reverts to a previous version. But there's a lawsuit pending over when the last MFP was approved constitutionally. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.